Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
7:13 now, Joe and Cindy Farini with us, as they are each week this half hour, and we were warming up for their conversation today. Janelle kept thinking I was talking about this, but I wasn't. I don't know what she
whatever.
Was talking
Deep
about.
Deep inside, that's where it all ends.
No, it
no?
doesn't.
No?
But apparently Joe wants to talk about this. What do you, you have a very specific I'm Too Tired topic for us today, you two, right?
Yeah, right. Well, thank you for the verbal foreplay you guys just gave us the first half hour.
Sure.
Yeah, that was good, great Joe. Great setup here for us, yeah.
But it's we'll true. I mean,
specific on this one.
I mean, yeah,
clearly what we want to talk about here is there are a lot of things that go on in our lives that just keep us busy. And when it comes to intimacy, sexual intimacy, it just is one of those things that seems to keep being pushed down at the bottom of the list of things that get done. And that's unfortunate. I mean, life gets crazy, as we all know. We have kids, illnesses, stress, work. And this, you know, even ministry, meaning, and I know everybody can relate to that one, and everybody can relate to what you folks been talking about. But, you know, my initial thoughts in terms of dealing with this issue is to just face the reality that life is busy, and there is either going to be no time to engage in intimacy, and or you're just going to be too tired to mm-hmm. even think about it. And so I think passion is one of those things that you need to be very intentional about cultivating passion. And planning is a very important aspect to improving the passion in your marriage. And so I would just say here's an important line to keep in mind, and that is just plan to have sex. You know, planning ahead to make it special is just a good practice.
Well, that doesn't sound like passion to me. And I know I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. No, but what I'm saying is what sets us up is that you're like, I don't know, like we're trained to look at passion. Like it's just like, woo, it happens. And that's not how life is mm-hmm. when you have kids. So the idea of like, okay, baby, so Friday at 6 just sounds so cold.
Yeah, well, and that the least romantic thing is to send your spouse a calendar invitation.
For that, to do that? That is so weird.
Cindy?
Well, Janelle, I would say this. Friday at 6 is better than not at all.
Amen. Right. That's, I know.
Preach,
Len.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Preach, Cindy.
That's right. That's called good. That's called planned sex.
Wow, that was good. That was good.
So here's my situation, our situation. You know, we have a son who is 37 years old who knocks at our door at 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, sometimes 4 times a night. And, you know, we have to make sure and this has been 37 years. If we have to make sure that if this is an important part of our life, our married life, that we make time for it. So we have to look in our personal life. It doesn't matter for anybody else who's listening. For our life, we have to decide what is the best time of our day. Is it, you know, first thing in the morning? Is it if Joey's playing games? Is it if it's at nighttime and we've just put him in bed and we know he's going to be sleeping for a few hours? So every couple, I think, really needs to evaluate for them what is the best time of day. And you're going to go through seasons. So, you know, when you have little kids is one thing, but when you have teenagers, that's another, because they're popping in and out of the house all over the place.
And
so it's not always, that's right.
Yeah.
And you don't even have drivers yet outside of the home to where they can come home at 11, but they might be home at 10:30 and you still have others at home. So I think the important part of that is as a couple really setting aside when you think the best time is and trying to make that happen.
Man, I'm going to surprise Lynn with our Google calendar, and I'm going to set it. I'm going to put that
He'll
appointment.
Be home early that day.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. But now,
well,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so now, if you're saying that even though it's not super romantic, it's necessary to do that, what do you say to the husband then who's going to send the recurring daily appointment to his wife?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that okay?
I think Brian, who are we talking about here?
Yeah, no,
I think it
wow.
was Ron. I asked for you. Now I'm getting in trouble.
Well, you're a trip, Brian.
I think we have to be realistic also. There's a part of everything that we do in life, all the things that you've covered in this last half hour as well. We have to be realistic. We have to have good communication about this, and we have to approach intimacy in marriage very importantly and intentionally, as I think your first caller said, but I think that, you know, we can be unrealistic too and say like, oh, let's do this every day. And,
amen.
And, yeah. And I think that's unrealistic.
I'm not a machine,
in my personal opinion.
So, but Joe, this is probably something that men and women will even have a real struggle on when it comes to, I'm too tired, I'm too busy, on deciding frequency. And I know we're being cautious here on radio.
Oh, my goodness.
But,
wow.
But guys were laughing when I said a recurring daily appointment because they're like, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Right, Joe?
I'm sure you'll get
save us. Save us, please. Save us, somebody.
Yeah. I think all the men are saying amen to that, brother.
That's right.
But yep. The reality is that's not going to happen.
So every other day.
And
See, you might need a private call at the Farinis. Like, hello.
I mean, if there are times you can be spontaneous, great. You know, go for it. But as a rule, life gets busy, it gets crazy. And if you don't plan for this thing, it just keeps getting pushed back and back and back.
Yeah.
And I think Cindy was getting to a very good point here, and that is, let's take a look at that calendar, and let's look for some days that are good for us to meet. I mean, let's be realistic here. I mean, especially if you're a young lady and you haven't hit menopause yet, there may be certain times of the month are just not going to be good for you, and so you need to. The guy doesn't know that. And so you need to literally mark that on the calendar, and so that the guy knows, you know, hands off. Don't even think about anything at this point, you know. And now Cindy's hand is raised at this point, so go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There is a part here of the whole idea of being realistic. And if in your marriage it's realistic and it can happen every day, then I say go for it. That's wonderful. But let's not put that on every single marriage.
Hello, that is, you know, we just healthy.
We just did a marriage conference. We're here in Asheville. Actually, we're stuck in Asheville for a couple more days because we couldn't get a flight out.
Oh, poor Farinis. Stuck in Asheville.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well,
is that North Carolina?
Domino effect to that.
Nashville? Tennessee, isn't it?
Asheville.
So I was about to say, like, did you go to geography class?
Go ahead, you guys.
I forgot what I was going to say.
We distracted you. I'm sorry. But you were talking about, you know, for most couples, it's not, you're not going to be able to have a daily recurring appointment. You
have
to be much
more
realistic.
Yeah, it looks different for every couple.
Well, yes. And we met with a couple of couples while we were here. And, you know, we're laughing and it's fun and it's funny, but this is a very serious issue for some marriages because if one spouse thinks that their intimacy isn't enough and the other one is frustrated for another reason, you know, this is an area that begins to then affect every area of marriage. Just like if you don't clean the kitchen or mow the lawn, that's going to affect this area of marriage. It all goes hand in hand. And so I really feel like this is where good communication is going to come into play and sensitivity to the fact that maybe you really are tired today. And I'm not saying to use it as an excuse all the time, and then intimacy never happens. So I think there's a very fine balance here. And, you know, in sexual intimacy, it's not just passion, but passion is important. There's companionship. There's the commitment of this relationship, and there's the spiritual intimacy. Those are the four topics that we talk about when we do that sex talk. And all of those have to be in working order because the area of sexual intimacy is very, very intimate.
Yeah. And I love what you said. The big takeaway for me is put it on the schedule. It's not that's not anti-passion. Every day. Yeah.
So now, what do you do though when there's disagreement in couples? You're saying that creates a huge problem. I mean, how do you compromise there? Someone has to give in, essentially.
Yeah.
Or do both?
That's right.
Have to compromise in some way.
Well, compromise involves both parties, and so I think the issue we're dealing with is unrealistic expectations, and when we know that those expectations are not being fulfilled, that's going to lead to a lack of fulfillment in our relationship, and a lack of fulfillment, it opens you up, as one of your callers was saying earlier, to some wandering eyes. And I think we need to be really honest with each other and realize that, you know, if this area of our marriage is not being dealt with accordingly and in all honesty, I mean, there are going to be temptations out there that you need to be aware of. And so it's nothing to just sweep under the rug and say, you'll get over it. I mean, this has to be something. Planned sex is better than no sex, as we're saying here.
That's right.
And Cindy's hands up again. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I would like to throw in just sort of a little curveball here, and that is, you know, what if in your marriage one of you becomes really ill?
Mm-hmm.
And there is that aspect of marriage, the sexual intimacy, that may not be able to take place. And what if this is ongoing for a very long time? You know, if just the physical part of this relationship is the only important thing, and you've let go of the companionship, commitment, passion, and even spiritual intimacy, are you praying together?
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to ask how many couples have an issue with sexual intimacy. How much are you even praying together? That would be a question I would ask. And so, you know, we have to have the plan in our mind that every day, well, that'd be great, that'd be super. But what happens if you're sick for a month, or you have cancer and you're sick and you're going through therapies and you have no energy, you have no capacity for this in your life? You know, I hope that other spouse will be compassionate to this person who's going through it. So there's, you know, it's easy if we're healthy and happy in our marriage to say, yeah, this is great every day. But there's other aspects that I think we have to consider and not make it a pressure for someone to think that that's the standard.
Yeah, I think Cindy brings up a good point. And when we think of intimacy, we automatically default to the physical aspect of intimacy, which is the sex part. But intimacy is an all-encompassing, all-embracing part of our whole life. And, you know, I remember my parents and when my dad was dying of cancer. And clearly there was no sex going on at that time in the last few months of their lives. But I'll tell you, there was a whole lot of intimacy going on. Mm-hmm. And there was a whole lot of love going on between the two of them. And, you know, those aspects of intimacy are critically important. And it contributes to the physical piece. But if those other pieces are not, you know, jiving, or they're not in balance, if they're not moving forward, I agree with Cindy that that's going to show up in the bedroom as well.
It's 7:26. Unfortunately, time has run out, but really productive, helpful conversation here from Joe and Cindy Farini. Cindy, how can folks get a hold of you if they need to?
Well, we would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And we'll have a couple of things this week through the week as we post at 9 o'clock in the morning about this topic and other topics. But I'd also like to just mention two quick books, if I could, that people can get.
Sure.
And one would be Sexual Intimacy in Marriage. And the second one is Intended for Pleasure by Dr. Ed Wheat. Great books that I think really help couples navigate this question in a really good way. And also, we just want to mention that the first weekend in March, we will be doing for a special needs couples who have special needs situations in their life. The first Saturday in March at Hope Church in Brunswick, we're going to be doing a free seminar on marriage. It's very short. It's in the afternoon. Free lunch, free seminar, really to help those who are going through a really challenging, really long-term situation in their life. We'd love to have people connect with us there too.
Wonderful. Thanks, you too. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
A great one.
Bye-bye.